I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The World Health Organization announced this morning that it needs at least $40 million immediately to get basic supplies to the area devastated by the tsunami this past weekend. One preliminary estimate puts the damage at a minimum of $14 billion. Countries around the world have already pledged their assistance, and now corporate America is stepping in. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what kinds of donations are we seeing from U.S. companies?
Cash, Madeline, millions coming directly from corporations. And then a lot of them, including Johnson & Johnson, are also saying that they're going to match their employee donations as well. Microsoft already does that. The American Red Cross says so far it's received $18 million from private donors and corporate donors. And about $3.5 million of that came directly off the Amazon.com website. Their front page right now is simply a plea for donations for relief efforts.
And aside from cash, what else is being donated?
Well, it depends on the company. For example, Coke and Pepsi are sending bottled water to the region where the water supply is now choked with raw sewage. Drug giant Pfizer says it's sending about $25 million worth of healthcare products, in addition to $10 million in cash. Other pharmaceutical companies, Bristol-Myers Squibb and Merck, also sending drugs and health supplies and cash. And some airlines are basically giving free rides to workers for charitable organizations who are trying to get to the area. And Cathay Pacific is one airline. They sent out an announcement to their frequent flyers that they can donate their miles to those aid workers who are trying to get to the region.
Tess, are these corporations being good citizens, or is this good publicity, or a little bit of both?
I would have to say a little bit of both. And, you know, this is something that consumers really say that they want to see from the companies whose products they buy. We spoke with Carol Cohn of the charity marketing firm Cohn, Inc. They do corporate citizenship studies, and those studies show that there has been a real spike in this kind of expectation from consumers.
We've been following companies and consumers and social issues for over a decade, and there has been an over 200% increase in the numbers of responses that citizens want to see companies getting involved on global issues.
And Madeline, a lot of this was also sparked, of course, after 9/11. Companies were responding after their employees were clamoring for them to provide more assistance. Cohn is predicting that the outpouring here will even dwarf that effort, eventually hundreds of millions of corporate dollars going towards tsunami relief. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how a decision by the Federal Pension Trust Fund could shake up the airline industry.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.